Hello.
Mr. President,
yeah.
President Senator Mansfield.
All right.
There you are, sir.
Mike, how are you?
Fine.
Pretty good. I didn't have a chance to call you last night because it was too late. But we went over this Warren report as carefully as we could in the time that we had. And I will submit to the Congress recommendations just as soon as we're in a position to do so. I wouldn't think that would be before the early part of January and my group gets through meeting. First, we don't want to leave any impression, if we can, unless facts require it, that Kennedy did anything that contributed to this or was negligent in any way by any of his arrangements or conduct or whatnot. Second, we want to make as thorough plans as we can to coordinate the Secret Service and the FBI together with the White House staff, plus all this foreign intelligence. There's a good deal of feeling that maybe the Cuban thing, they don't quite understand why he was messing back and forth with Cuba and what connection they have with it. And they don't quite find the motive yet this fella had for wanting to kill him. Well, he was going back and forth to Russia. He's messing around in Mexico with the Cubans. So for that reason, my advisors and the best lawyers I have available to me thought that the thing we ought to do was to set up a blue ribbon group to take this report and try to pull it together and have that story in the same story as the other one, kind of like you say, as quick as you could. But they also thought, I don't want to say this publicly, but I thought I could tell you, that we ought to have it preponderantly Republican. So that, first of all, these people would be fair to Kennedy, but they wouldn't be vulnerable to Kennedy, and wouldn't just be a Democratic National Committee document. So for that reason, I put John McCone on it, who loves Kennedy, very close to him, but who's ultra-Republican. Bundy, who also loves Kennedy, but who was a Republican too. And Dillon, Republican. And Katzenbach, who's not anything. I mean, he's just a good civil servant and a dean of a law school. So I'm going to meet with them as soon as I get back here in the next two or three days. And try to set them up, a study group, so that they can then pull Hoover in without creating a big fight within the administration, and try to get Hoover and the Secret Service together. Now, between us, the Secret Service that covers me are a fine and devoted and dedicated group, but just honestly, Mike, I wouldn't have this repeated to anybody. My judgment is that they're more likely to get me killed than they are to protect me.
Yes, sir.
They're just not heavy thinkers. They're just like the average cop. And they don't plan. Hoover's one that's put me in a... He doesn't object to my shaking hands with high school kids or people along the fence at Billings, Montana. But he does object to my riding down the street in a car that's not bulletproof, because that's where people hide. It's not likely that an assassin's going to be in with a bunch of high school band. But it is that he gets in a upstairs window. Yet they had the stuff on Oswald, but didn't give it to Secret Service. So what we're going to do, if y'all, if it's all right to work out, I'm going to meet with them about, I guess, Wednesday or Thursday, maybe Wednesday. I got to go to the SAC base of this NATO man tomorrow. And I'm going to call Dillon and them in and make Dillon the chairman of it. And then have him try to get McCone to see that everything that comes in from any foreign country is very carefully handled. Get Bundy, take that from the president's viewpoint, and kind of not be a super detective, but let him be the intelligence man for the White House Secret Service, and then pull the Treasury and the Attorney General together on how to coordinate those two groups of people. Honestly, just between us, I'd a whole lot rather have you protected or my daughter protected or my wife, somebody I love, by FBI. They're sharp, fast, quick. And the boys around me are just as good as any boys you ever saw. But the men at the top, they don't have the facilities and directors. And if you'll remember when I was vice president, the Republicans just denounced hell out of me because they had agents and I didn't want them. But they are trying to hide now. So if they get you in a corner on why we didn't do more, you can always just say, well, one reason it didn't do more is because they just jumped up and raised hell about even the vice president being covered. In the House Appropriations Committee, and I begged them to take the money away. So that is the story, and I wanted to tell you why I appointed them and what they're going to do, and I'll be glad to, if the Congress wants to make any recommendations to them or before I send up my message, I'll be glad to have anybody make any suggestions they want to, because we always welcome them.
I don't think we should, Mr. President. Well, well, I said that the President sent up a recommendation to give an immediate consideration.
That's good.
You anticipate by appointing this commission.
That's right. You just tell them that the moment the President's recommendations get there, that you're going to see that they're given full consideration. Second thing I want to tell you, that Linda Bird said that Charlie put on a real wing gig for her yesterday. So had 3,000 or 4,000 there, and they're just young people, and they paid, I don't know, $10 or $15. She said that is just a wonderful thing.
Well, that's great.
Now, the third thing is there anything further that, what is the situation in the Senate pretty well? What's the difference in the foreign aid bills, for instance, between the Senate
and $200 million. That could be compromised. Everything that you have recommended this year has been passed by the Senate, 51.
Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? Why don't you try to find some way to get on a TV program, get them to ask you all that stuff?
I was on these issues and answers yesterday, and I said that.
Well, damn it, you got on the day that this Oswald report.
Well, that's true. If I can get on again, I'll do it, because I want to
see if they won't get you on today. Get you on today. I get more quotations on that damn Today show because they get it on in the morning, and every afternoon paper in America cares. It didn't, if they could just get you on and you'd get Pauline to make a study for you, my judgment is it's the best Congress in the history. I think it's better than 36. I think if you just take it, you'll find more far-reaching measures. They had 8 of 10. But the end of study we made way back there when we just had 40. And I think you could do it from Congress. You might even have Dirksen on there with you.
Yes, sir. That's a good idea. We'll try and do it.
Now, fourth, is there anything that I can do in Montana at all that will wrap you up 1,000,000%?
Yes, sir. Come to Butte. That's the only thing.
When should that be?
Anytime you can make it. Are you going out to the West Coast till late in the month?
Yeah. Yeah.
October?
I'm going to the West Coast in October.
Can you stop in Butte?
Well, I don't know. I'll just do it if you think it's important.
Yes, sir, because that's the heart of democracy. It's the one place that everybody has missed and the one place we have to get into, and the one guy to do it is you.
One thing I want to do, I want you to be so overwhelming that you never will have any question about our record or your record, and I don't want any close races out there.
Well, it's going to be a tough race, Mr. President. I'm not fooling myself.
I don't think so, but I do know that every leader that I've ever known, whether it's Scott Lucas or McFarland or Johnson or any of them, do have problems because of their leader, and they slip up on them sometimes.
Yeah, and they're throwing it back at me all the time.
All right, I'll put that down and see if they can't work it out, and I'll have somebody in touch with you about Butte. I'd just love to do it. When do you think you get out?
I would guess this Saturday.
Now, Mike, they're going to play politics. It's a cruel thing for them to do to me on this Billy Saul Estes thing. That's as cruel as it can be to wait 2 goddamn years and then bring it out this coming Wednesday and try to imply that there's something wrong in the government. This man's been indicted for robbing a private finance company, but I've had nothing to do with it, and Kennedy had nothing to do with it, and the administration, but they're implying that. Wish you'd watch those reports Wednesday, and if you're still in session, if they months already had it in every paper and all over the United States yesterday. Curtis the same way, and Curtis is this fellow's campaign manager, Goldwater's campaign director at the convention, and he uses our committees up there, majority, to hit me over the head of it, and I don't have anybody that just burns him up for it. He's playing cheap politics, but Muskie and these boys have got out a pretty decent report, and I wish you'd look at both of them and see if they don't use it for cheap politics. I don't care about justice and fairness, but they're trying to pay Billy Saul Estes money now. I've got an FBI report that they have promised to pay him money and to pardon him. Goldwater's hired man and went down and works for the Journal American in New York, the Hearst paper, and they hired him and paid him $1,000 a week, and he went down and he talked to Billy Saul Estes, told him if he would say that he was in partners with Johnson, that they'd pardon him. Now that's how far they've gone.
I know.
And now Munt and Curtis, and they just outplay our boys. Our boys are kind and sweet, and John McClellan wants to get along, and so he's got a separate report. Now we've got Jackson, and we've got Muskie, and we've got Irwin, and I wish you'd talk to them and see that the Democrats are treated fairly. That's all I want.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.